We are speaking with Senator Langford this morning, and good morning, Senator. How are you today?
I'm doing well, actually. Good morning to you.
Now, I understand that you have a charitable giving proposal that has come about, which is increases charitable giving to incentivize giving to nonprofits. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I can, actually. So nonprofits across the country are the real safety net in our society. When you talk about how do we take care of folks in great need, the families are number one as far as taking care of people in need. Number two are nonprofits and churches and faith-based organizations. And then number three is government. And the challenge that we face right now with so many people not out and about and so many people holding on to their money and such, is that these nonprofits that are so essential for taking care of people in our community are really struggling right now, and we need them to be strong because they are the primary way that we take care of folks across the country. And so I've put into the CARES Act an incentive to say anyone, even if you don't itemize your taxes, if you would give up to $300 to a nonprofit, you could write that off on your next year's taxes completely. So it's what's called an above-the-line deduction. If you give $300, your taxes go down $300 for next year on your income tax. So I'm trying to be able to push this to the next level and say let's actually encourage people to give a little more because it is a great way to be able to help folks in need right now.
Great. We've got phase four funding in the news. Is there going to be a bill on this?
Well, I don't know yet. There'll be something, but a lot of folks, what they talk about when they say a bill, they mean another multi-trillion dollar bill. I don't know that we have a need for that at this point. There are some things that we do need to address, but this big push to say let's do a multi-trillion dollar bill right as we're restarting the economy, what we need right now more than anything else is the economy to restart and for people to continue social distancing, continue to wear masks so we don't spread this virus still. So we've got to be able to pay attention to both at this point. But our nation has to understand that every time we do a trillion-dollar bill at this point, that does have to be paid for. That money's just not printed out of nowhere. That's borrowed from someone, and we have to pay interest when we pay it back. And so it's really important that we're focused on how we pay for these things as well as taking care of folks in economic need. First bill was really essential because we had a crisis moment across the entire country with just about every family in the country, and we had to do something to be able to get our way through it. But as we restart, it's really important that we're very careful not to do another giant bill.
We're talking about, of course, reopening America and reopening Oklahoma. There's been a pretty good sigh of relief here for some people, but yet apprehension on behalf of others about the phased-in reopening of the state.
Yeah. This is going to be the challenge on it. I said to a lot of people at the very beginning, it's much easier to close down than it is to open back up, because when you open back up, you've got to point to something and say, this is the reason we're opening back up and this is how we do it. None of us have been through this before. So this is all a challenge for everybody on the entire globe on how to be able to do this. And so we're going to try to have the wisdom that we can from each other to be wise in how we reopen, but we need to work to actually reopen and to try to engage again. So I encourage people that are high risk, don't get out yet. It's not time for people that are high risk to be able to get out yet. But for many individuals, we need to be able to get out, get going, but maintain that social distancing, continue to wear a mask. As a state, we're in a much lower percentage of virus than other areas of the country. I'm in Washington, D.C. right now. Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland are planning to open in about 8 or 9 days. So they're not open yet. It's extremely quiet here in Washington, D.C. right now with very few people out. And when I'm working in my office, I am the only one in my office. The rest of my staff is all teleworking. So it is, we are in D.C. right now like we were in Oklahoma a couple of weeks ago. So we're watching the nation slowly begin to wake back up the economy. But we should still be very cautious still.
Well, one industry that needs to wake up and wake up quickly is the oil and gas industry. We're really hurting out here in Oklahoma and all over the United States for that matter.
Yeah, and all over the globe for that matter as well. And that is a challenge for us because that's not going to be a quick wake up. We have about 30% more gasoline on the world market than the world needs right now. With so few people driving around the world, and you can't just stop oil production. It doesn't just shut off like you shut off a light switch. it continues to produce well. Now, there's not a lot of new wells being drilled right now, and they've slowed down what they can in the process, but with so much excess gasoline, it'll take a while for us to be able to get caught up on that to get back to doing production again.
Is there anything else you'd like to add today while we have you here, Senator?
No, I'm glad to be able to be with us and be able to talk through all the key issues that are here, but I encourage people to continue to be careful and attentive because this is not a time to be able to let down our guard, but it is a time to be able to clean more, still be careful and trying to engage with people. I'm still not shaking hands or trying to get close, and as a good Southerner, I'm used to my whole family giving everybody a hug when we see everybody, but at this point, I can only really do that with my immediate family, and I look forward to the day that we can all get a chance to get back to just looking each other in the eye, close face-to-face, giving each other a handshake and saying hello, but we're not at that point yet, but we are making progress.
Senator, as always, thank you very much for spending time with us.
You bet. Thank you all as well. Holler if we can help in any way.
All right.
Go to langford.senate.gov.